You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
From Moscow to London, there's an interesting conjunction. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
In Bali, this volcano, I mean, I thought volcanoes didn't erupt anymore. I realise that's a silly thing to say, but it's really quite serious.
Yes, I suppose we've got used to the idea that active volcanoes don't wipe out large swathes of people, but they certainly could, and this one could. It's Mount Agung in Bali. It's one of 160 active volcanoes in Indonesia, I believe, but this one is a very dangerous one. In 1963, it erupted and killed over 1,000 people, so they're trying to take no chances, but the trouble is, it's a volcano. So 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate around this. It's not necessarily the touristy part of Bali, but still there it is. 100,000 people ordered to evacuate. That number could go up, but it's reckoned that less than half that number have so far evacuated. Volcanic ash keeps spewing up into the sky, and I suppose they're watching and waiting. And the thing with volcanoes is sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And also at the same time, there is a knock-on effect for tourists who can't fly in and out. They've closed the airport for the past couple of days, which it's not the end of the world not to be able to fly in and out, but nonetheless, not sure how comfortable you feel with a volcano just up the road.
A little warm, I suppose, would be the question.
Yes.
So there's Meghan Markle, who some of us know from Suits. It's a well-known TV program. I see that she is marrying a chap. He's a former soldier. He does charity work occasionally, and otherwise he's unemployed.
Yes, although his family is quite wealthy, so I suppose that always counts. And he's already found a home for them, a little two-bedroom cottage in the grounds of Kensington Palace, obviously. Yes, the prince and the showgirl. It's going to have a happy ending. We'll get a few more details today, actually, but maybe even a date for the wedding. But it's thought it'll be spring here, so what, April, maybe May, something like that. It seems such a normal, natural coupling. Of course, they look happy. In fact, 2 months ago, Prince Harry said, "We're in love," without adding the whatever love means, crucially, like his dad once did. But also, it's just interesting. I mean, apart from the many things about them and what a happy, radiant couple they look, etc. But consider that 80, 90 years ago, or even for Prince Harry's own father, could he have married an American, an actress, someone whose mother is black/African-American, and a divorced person as well? Add all that up, and isn't it wonderful that somehow even the royal family has dragged themselves into the 21st century, at least in some parts they have?
Kicking, screaming, and, if I go back far enough, Adam, abdicating on one occasion. Adam, thank you very much indeed. Well, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question, it's a WhatsApp voice note, and it comes from Howard Nazor.
Steve, good morning. My name is Howard. I want to know what created the tensions between South and North Korea. When did it happen? Why so much hatred between the two? Thank you.
Howard Nazor, it's a deep question. To get the answer, he's my old friend, Steve Vines. He's a journalist based in Hong Kong, a broadcaster and author of several books.
Well, all this goes back to the end of World War II, when the Japanese occupation of Korea ended. That had begun in 1910. And essentially, after the war, Korea was supposed to become an independent country. Soviet troops moved in to occupy the north, American troops occupied the south, and there was an uneasy standoff. 5 years later, in 1950, tanks from the north invaded the south, and that was the prelude to a three-year, very bitter war in which something like 3 million people died. And it was an international war. There were troops from the Soviet Union, from China on one side. There were troops from Britain, the United States, Australia on the other side. It was an enormous event. After this period of 3 years, there was a ceasefire. But there hasn't actually been a declaration of peace. So the tension continues. The two sides are theoretically still at war, and it remains unresolved.
Steve Vines is Hong Kong-based journalist, the answer coming from him. And congratulations to you, Howard Nazor, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats recline into fully flat beds, and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flat bed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.